John, we're setting levels on the phone lines right now, so you're probably going to have to talk a little bit louder.
John Lennon, 2RSFM, Minneapolis, talking to Alan Stone. I'm in New York, and you're there. Hello, hello.
Well, we want to thank you for the call. It's nice to get in touch with you after playing your music for all these years.
Oh, I thought it'd be good, you know, and if I can't be somewhere myself, why not do it on phone, you know?
That's really nice. We played the Christmas message several years ago. And, well, I had a few questions I'd like to ask you.
Great, okay, fire away.
Okay, when Little Richard gets on TV, he talks a lot about what a great influence he was on you and in the early days in Germany and all.
Yeah.
And what went on?
Well, he does exaggerate a little, you know. He was a great influence on us, but it was mainly before he ever got to England, you know. It was on record, say, how he sat and taught Paul how to go, woo-hoo! Right? Well, we'd already got that down quite well by the time we met him, you know? And a combination of him and the Isley Brothers Twist and Shout, and you get the Beatles going, woo, whatever we did, right? And when we played with him in Hamburg, because we were overawed, you know, just seeing him, which I still am if I see any of the old rock and rollers, you know? I mean, I'm still a big fan when I see them. I lose my tongue and everything. So we used to stand backstage at Hamburg Star Club and just watch him play. So, and he used to just sort of sit and talk. He used to read from the Bible backstage, you know. And just to hear him talk, we'd just sit round and listen. But he never sort of physically sat down and said, here, you do this and you do that, you know. The main influence was his record. He always says he got us the work, you know. It was Brian Epstein that brought him to Hamburg. And it was Brian that brought Little Richard to Liverpool as a promoter. Now, what Epstein used to do in those days was get a fairly established star, put them on as top of the bill, which was deserving, right? And then he put his local attraction, which would be us, on as second top of the bill, meaning we closed the first half. So it got us exposure, right? And that's how he played it. And in Hamburg, we were already well established in Hamburg. By the time Richard and the other people came to the Star Club, we'd already blown the town wide open at the top 10 and different other places. The Star Club wasn't even open in those early days. So that's the answer to that one. But I still love him, and he's one of the greatest, so I don't mind what he says, you know.
John, we like your new album. Other than the album, the new album, and I got the feeling that you'd worked very hard on it, but other than the album, you know, in the last several years, you've been into some lithographs, some drawings and things. You've been very active in a lot of political trips. Other than music, what else are you into right now? Where are you going?
Actually, very little. Even when I'm in the political stuff, I convert it into music. It's like I'm a mincing machine, you know? And things get fed into me, and they come out as music one way or the other. And even though I think I'm not involved in music, you know, it just always gets back to that. So I think it's probably evident on the album. I just sort of resigned myself almost, but in a pleasant way, thinking, well, you know, it always gets back to music, so get into it. So it was almost like, oh, yeah, I'm a musician. I think I'll get back to music. And that's how I felt. And that's just about what I'm doing. I just finished working with Harry Nilsson when I went into my album. And I'll probably just go back in the studios and start another album. You know, it's like I'm suddenly reinterested in the music, you know. Not to be boring, but that's just about what I'm into all the time now. And just sort of took a little break almost from music, you know, although I was still making it. But now I'm suddenly interested again, you know, I can see possibilities again. Whereas before I felt a little bored, you know, is this it, you know, just making albums. And then I suddenly realized, well, this is what I wanted, so get in it.
I think it's a healthy thing to take a break and then you can get back into things again.
Yeah, I think it helps too. I think you have to get out of it to see what it is.
I understand that the chances of your being deported have diminished and that it looks as though you're going to be allowed to stay in the country.
Well, actually the position is just the same as it's been for 3 years, meaning every now and then somebody says, you've got 30 days to leave, you know, and that goes in the newspapers and people are surprised that I'm still here. And then my lawyers sort of appeal that, and it goes on for another 6 months, and then they say you've got 30 days to leave again. And it's costing the American taxpayer and me a fortune just messing around in court, you know. But if that's what's got to be, that's what's got to be. But I still believe it'll turn out all right in the end, although I don't know how it'll is. I mean, they could drop the case tomorrow if they wanted to. It's sort of balmy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with it, and it seems to be part of my life, so I just take it with a pinch of salt. Well, I did go up the pole for a few months, but I decided it was boring being up a pole, so I came down and made records.
Your new album has a lot of my old favorite musicians on it, a lot of sidemen and people.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have plans for a tour?
I have no plans, no, but I plan to sweat it out watching George go on tour, you know.
Yes.
And it's quite a business when you don't have a band, you know. You have to form a band, rehearse them, and get, you know, it's really quite a job to go on the road, and I don't feel up to it at the moment. You know, that you have to go to the whole ball game, not only put the act together and the material, but get the band, you know, make sure that they're available for a long period of time, you know, because they're all session men. Or do what Paul did, which is find new people, but that's such a hassle.
If you were interested in doing a tour, you'd be interested in putting together a whole new group of people rather than some of the old folks that were with you a year or two ago, like Elephant's Memory.
Yeah, Elephants were a good live band, you know. They hadn't too much experience in the studio, so when I did use them, I augmented them. I was ready to go on the road at that period, but the immigration thing started, and I just had them on standby for months and months. And then that's why I decided to let them go, because, you know, we were just wasting each other's time by then. And then people said, well, why don't you do this concert or this show, or why don't you do a tour? Just the idea of starting from scratch with another band, even if I used Keltner and Jesse Ed and Klaus, it's still a lot of rehearsal, you know? And it really puts me off, you know, and I really do have more fun in the studio. You know, I like the complete control business. It's like making a painting, you know, when you're in the studio. But on stage, it's like sort of almost discussing making a painting. You know, it's a different kind of art to, paint in front of thousands of people.
I've heard the advanced tapes of the new Badfinger album, which sounds really good.
Well, that's a good band, you know. I don't see why they don't get on with it.
Their new album's going to be released probably toward the end of the year, and it's going to be a really good rock and roll album. I think it may be their best album in a while.
I wish them luck, because they're a good team, and Peter Ham writes some nice stuff.
We have a birthday coming up soon, October 9th, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I'll be 34, my dear. I'll never be as old as Elvis, so that keeps me going.
The Harry Nilsson album. How did you manage to produce that album so fast?
Believe me, it went on longer than normal. With my own albums, I'm usually in the studio at maximum 8 weeks. Like on Walls and Bridges, this one was out now, I was only 6 weeks in the studio. Now with Harry's, we were in there about 3 months, because Harry's heavy weather, you know? And, well, I just found myself hanging around with him in L.A., and all we were doing was getting into trouble, you know? But whenever the trouble was printed, it was only my name that got in the paper, so I said, listen, this is dumb, you know? Whenever we go out, we get into trouble, my name goes in the paper, and you're still laughing, so why don't we do some work instead? So he says, all right, so we went in, and we got all our friends together, and we had a good time in the studio, and that's how we did it. I didn't think it was particularly fast, you know? It's not as fast as I normally like to work. Enjoyed it. It was an experience working with him.
It's early fall 1974. You're feeling pretty good, and you're interested in making music again.
Yes, I am. I'm almost ready to go in and do another album now.
John Lennon, thank you very much for calling.
It's a pleasure, Alan. And keep breathing that fresh air.
Best of luck.
Hi, this is John Lennon on KQRS. AM and FM in Minneapolis, and hi to you all, and rock on.